who that is.
Okay, well, he transferred to Concordia Ann Arbor, where his sister goes, and that was his sister that got proposed to.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, only in Concordia. All right, Tuesday, I will preview the men's basketball. They play, that's tomorrow, Wisconsin Lutheran at 7. Wisconsin Lutheran scoring led by number 5, Tim DeMuth, who's averaging 15.1 points per game and 3.2 rebounds a game. Wisconsin Lutheran is third currently in the South Division. And the last time we played them at their place, we lost in OT 90-88. So bring the heat and the fans.
Definitely.
And I won't be there tomorrow, so you got to be loud.
And I'm not loud.
You got to be loud, and then you got to be like all up on them and figure out what they ate for breakfast. Not our players, their players.
Right.
What I thought it was.
What was that?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, he's dreamy.
Yes. I feel like we could talk about Justin Bieber all night, though.
I don't know why people still hate him, honestly.
I don't either.
Like, at first, I
don't
hate
him?
Oh, not at all. I think he's really cool, actually.
Me too.
Like, when he first came out, I kind of understood it. Like, he was a little young to be singing about love and stuff.
Right.
And his voice was a little annoying.
Right.
But now it's deepened, and he's, like, doing rap, and he's cool looking.
He's cool looking.
I would just hang out with him.
Like, I would hang out with him. And, I mean, he does... He makes a ton of money, and he's, like, really good at what he does. So.
He's been in an NBA All-Star basketball game.
Yeah.
Like, or not All-Star, like a celebrity basketball game.
Celebrity game, which is on Friday.
He does rap. He was at the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Victoria's Secret fashion show.
He can do whatever he wants. Why do more people not want to hang out with him?
I don't know. I don't know if our manager would hang out with Justin Bieber.
Does she not like Justin Bieber?
I don't know. Is she even listening to us?
I don't think so.
Feelings not hurt at all.
I just switched to a new toothpaste, and it's giving me really nasty cotton mouth.
You want
to
finish this song?
Can we go to a break so I can
get
a drink of water?
Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back with the Jig and Joe show. See you after this break. This
makes sense, but you're my hallelujah. Give me a time and place, I rendezvous it, I fly to it, I beat you there. Girl, you know I got you, us, trust. A couple things I can't spell without you. Now we on top of the world, cause that's just how we do. Used to tell me sky's the limit, now the sky's our point of view. Man, we stepping out like, whoa,
oh God.
Cameras point and shoot. Ask me what's my best side, I stand back and point at you, you. The one that I argue with, feel like I need a new girl to be bothered with. But the grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it, so I know. We got issues, baby, true. But I'd rather work on this with you than to go ahead and start with someone new. As long as you love me.
We could be starving, we could be homeless, we could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold. As long as you love me.
Love me. can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone, and now I'm missing, wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made a decision that she wanted to move on, cause I was wrong, and now I'm thinking about her.
That was Nelly with Just a Dream.
Wonderful song.
Great song. Gets me pumped up all the time.
I like that Justin Bieber one before it, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Apparently Dina doesn't, so
but
whatever.
But this isn't her show, so it doesn't matter.
Does Adina have a show?
I believe she does.
I hope she does, and I hope she doesn't. She answers that question by calling in.
Yeah. What was the question?
If she has a show.
Oh, yeah. She could promote her own show. We're giving her an opportunity right now to promote her own show.
Agreed. All right, so Wednesday, the women's basketball team plays. Do you know who they play?
Don't.
Here, just a second. Wednesday, the basketball team plays.
I can't find it.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Benedictine.
Oh, it's Benedictine? Okay.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would get to the phone.
Yeah, we got a caller, I think. Let's see who it is. Here it is. Maybe Morgan if she goes faster. There we go.
There it is.
Welcome to Jake and Joe Show. Who do we got?
This is Adina.
Yes, you Hi. Called.
Hi, Adina.
Hello.
How's it going?
You know, it's going. Got out of night class, so... Mm.
All right, well, the seven questions that we have for you tonight, number one is...
Okay.
Do you have a radio show?
I do. It's on Wednesdays from 6:45 to 8.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to be listening.
So everybody listen.
On Wednesday at 6:45 to 8.
Yes. It's All a great time.
All right.
I don't know if this is one of your seven planned questions, but what do you guys do on your radio show?
We play music and talk. Like normal radio shows.
About Justin Bieber?
And definitely not about Justin Bieber.
Can I add another question?
Go for it.
Why do you hate Justin Bieber?
I'm just not a fan.
Really?
I'm more of a Joe Bro fan than Justin Bieber. So.
Ew, really? Joe Bro?
Yeah, I went to three of their concerts.
They were like so, I don't know, 2006?
2000 and late.
2000 and late.
I don't know if that applies, but you know, whatever.
It does.
I thought you were talking about Joe Brown. I was really excited.
Yeah. No, that too, yeah.
Okay, well, why Jonas Brothers over Justin Bieber?
Why Jonas Brothers over Justin Bieber?
Yeah, they annoyed me.
Well, like Justin Bieber annoys me, so there's that.
I just don't see it.
And there's three of them, and then Justin Bieber's only one, so.
All right, so back to my seven questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Did you have a Valentine's Day fail?
Fail?
Yeah. Like.
I mean, probably the ones that I've been single, so those have been pretty much a fail.
Oh, man.
I feel like those don't count as a fail, though. That's just like a neutral.
It's just a neutral Valentine's Day?
I don't have any Valentine's Day plans right now. I'm not counting that as a failure.
It's just another day if you're alone.
Yeah.
I guess.
Have you ever,
I
guess what we're asking is you, like, have attempted something awesome on Valentine's Day that didn't go right.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Not really. Last Valentine's Day, I got free pizza, so.
Dang.
That's a success.
That's a success. So, talk about your best Valentine's Day.
Well, I was planning to talk about this on my radio show, so.
Oh, man.
And hers is probably more timely to be in the day before Valentine's Day.
You're right.
Yeah, that's why we're planning it on that day.
Gosh, we should have picked Wednesday.
You should have.
Or Thursday.
Or Thursday. But then we definitely wouldn't be out there with the ladies.
Yeah,
we'd
so
just be in here together.
You lose all chances that way, so.
Right. And then 20 years down the road when our kids go here, they could have their radio show, and then we could talk about our fails in life.
They'd have their own Valentine's Day dates.
Special.
Their radio co-host.
Yep, exactly that.
Adina.
Yes.
Do you wear yoga pants?
I do not.
Okay.
Leggings, yes. Yoga pants, no.
Wait, okay, what's the difference?
There's not really a difference, but, like, yoga pants are more, like, flared out at the bottom.
Okay.
And leggings are, like, straight. Oh,
okay. Fair enough.
And there's a band on yoga pants.
Thank you.
Annie's telling me, explaining it to me as I'm talking to you.
Okay. Well, Annie could call in after you, I guess.
She doesn't like calling into radio shows. She says that she has homework. So.
She's super shy, and she doesn't want to get run over by the high school herd. Got it.
Yep, that's it.
What?
What'd she say?
She said she almost got ran over by high schoolers today.
She did. I almost witnessed it. I almost beat them up to get to her, to save her. Picture this, all right?
She said that's not true, so you're lying. And lying's a sin, Jacob, so.
Picture this, all right? It's like Lion King. When Simba can see his dad.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Lion King, not Lion King.
Lion King. Lion King.
I don't think he's trying for a pun there.
No, there's no pun there at all. It's Lion King.
Okay, Jacob.
Lion King. I don't know what you're missing here. But yeah, it was like I could see Simba. No, I could see the dad getting mauled by the.
Mufasa?
Yeah, Mufasa getting mauled by the.
How do you mean mauled by something else?
He was being trampled.
He was being trampled by whatever the.
Elk or whatever they were.
Wildebeest.
That was it right there.
I think it was wildebeest.
Annie was going to get mauled by high school wildebeest.
I think that's what they were.
And I could see it. And I was just like, oh no, I don't want to jump in there and save her, but.
Then
die
but
myself.
Then
you're like a little Simba, and you're just helpless. And
right, I was helpless.
Well, she survived, so that's the good thing out of this.
That's a good thing, right. Okay, so since you don't wear yoga pants, have you ever thought why are girls so dark and depressed and only wear black ones?
Well, colored yoga pants would be weird.
You think?
Yeah.
See,
they would look really weird.
We totally disagree.
So
because colored leggings look weird. So imagine them in pants form; it'd be weird.
I don't think they look weird.
So what about
colored pants? If they're colored, you can see the curves more. So
that
so
might
your
be
butt
good.
Would be super defined.
Yeah, what if that's a good thing though?
Annie's talking with you, but she's not on the phone, so it's really confusing me right now.
So wait.
Because she's wearing yoga pants right now, so she's explaining it to me, and I have no idea what's going on.
Typical Annie, always wearing yoga pants.
Yep. she's appalled by that. She's stomping all over the room right now.
That was my plan. But, I mean, I don't know, colored yoga pants, they don't seem too weird because they have colored jeans.
Well, colored jeans are different.
Are they, though?
Completely different material.
No, hipsters wear tight pants that you can see every crevice on the body.
Too much.
But jeans have pockets on the back, so it would look different.
You want to put pockets on the back of yoga pants?
We could totally do that.
That would look weird because the material is different.
I feel like we have a business right here, Jake and Joe's Yoga Pants.
Yeah.
They're going to have different colors and pockets.
I feel like you should have a fashion radio show instead of sports.
Hey, it's Everything Concordia, all right? Get off our case. We just noticed that a lot of girls wear yoga pants, and none of them are colored because they're all dark and depressed.
I don't think it's because they're depressed.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason, but I don't like that they're all dark.
I don't like they're all dark either.
Well, maybe you should talk to people that actually wear yoga pants.
Maybe if Annie would get on the phone, we could.
You really want to talk to her, don't you?
Well, a little. She's the yoga pants expert right now.
She is. Do you have any other questions for me?
You had 7.
I think we listed about 17. So.
I think you only listed about, like, 3, but that's okay.
How was your day?
My day is awful. I hate Mondays, but it's okay. I have 5 classes and work on Mondays, so...
That's an awful day.
That's an awful day.
5
an
classes?
An awful Monday.
Did you say 5 classes?
Well, I'm an supplemental instructor for one of them, so it's basically like 5.
Ugh.
And you're a math nerd, so you probably work at a math lab for 7 hours of it, too.
Actually, only 1 today, so...
Oh, wow, 1 hour.
But good guess, good guess.
Thanks.
Math is fun, so...
I was only a little bit off.
Math is a great time.
Math is a good time. I like math.
Yeah,
you,
when you're
Joe.
Not alone.
Hmm?
When you're not alone, so it'd be like 1 plus 1 equals 2.
Oh, that's a math joke. I like it.
Thanks, man. All right, Dina, I think we've asked you enough questions.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great night.
Have a wonderful night, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
That was our first call of the night. And
that was a really fun call.
We have 12 minutes left.
This show has flown by.
Yeah, man. That's what happens. All right. So, apparently there is a women's basketball first round game this coming Saturday. Don't know who it's against or where it will be at, but it's there. And then Friday, the men's and women's track team runs at North Central Cardinal Classic. That's a night meet, I believe. I think they'll probably leave in round 2, though. I don't know. Maybe around that time. Let's talk about Tally Follies. You read up on this?
No.
All right. Well, it's a production done by Andrew Peterson. It's $5 for Concordia University's Chicago students.
And it's here.
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
The Bergman's Theater. I'll probably go see it because it looks pretty good.
The plays here are usually pretty good. So.
And I love Andrew Peterson.
Which one is he?
He's a guy that wears jeans, but then he'll wear, like, a suit jacket with a tie.
I think I may know who that is.
He went here.
I do know who that is.
He played football, actually.
Really?
It's actually the rumor that he was Casey Ray, our Casey Ray of, you know.
Of Casey Ray?
Yeah. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a play about, a love story.
I thought you were going to say it's about Casey Rudd.
No. But this guy, like, falls in love with a girl, and they live, like, really far apart or something.
Hmm.
But they fall in love, and then they realize they weren't that far apart, because they're basically the same person.
Aww.
But not like that, and then with great comparison and humor. Compassion,
not comparison.
Right, compassion and humor. So it's going to be funny, I feel. And then this is performing on February 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd at 7:30. And Sunday performances on February 17th and the 24th at 2. Tickets may be purchased through Brown Paper Tickets. A general admission is $15.10 for non-Concordia students and seniors and $5 for Concordia University students. Free handicapped accessibility. Parking is available in the visitors' north lot of the university parking structure off Bonnie Bray Street. act final performance of the 2012-2013 academic year will be Cabaret on April 11th, 14th, and 18th through 21st. For more information, visit www.cuchicago.edu/experience/arts/theater or call 708-209-31898.
You sounded out of breath at the end of that.
Yeah, man, that was like a tongue twister.
It was like a mile a minute.
All right, let's talk about the athletes of the week from last week.
Okay, we have Courtney Nerchik.
Okay.
Is that how you say it?
Sounds great. She's a freshman.
Okay. She's on the women's indoor track team. She got a new school record in the 300-meter dash with a time of 47.52 seconds at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. She finished third place in that event. And that's all I have for that.
All right. And then we got Jamal Thomas. He's on my floor hockey team, actually.
He's a wonderful guy.
He's on the men's indoor track team. Thomas won the triple jump in the first action of the season at UW Parkside Open. His winning mark measured at 45 feet, 5 inches, and 1/4. And put them second on the school's all-time list. Thomas also placed fifth in the long jump with 19 feet, 10 and 3/4 inches effort. That's pretty solid.
That's really far.
Yeah, it's like Dominican and back. No, I'm just kidding.
Not like that. But 19 feet, that's like three people.
Right.
Next to each other.
All right, so this week we have one's men's basketball game. That's tomorrow.
Yep.
One women's basketball, which is on Wednesday, and then possibly a game on Saturday. Not sure if that's home or away. But then we also have a men's and women's track team. Who's your prediction on Athlete of the Week next week?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea. No guess.
Can I pick Jamal again? Or do they not do it twice in a row?
I believe Mr. Egan likes to avoid doing two in a row. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's always an option. I think that John Hoffman is going to come up big this week and on Friday. My woman athlete of the week for last week has to go to Jessica Ginky because she had a really big a big week.
She did have some big points.
And so, I mean, yeah, that's who I'd say. Men's, though. I'm liking Kyrie. Kyrie Floyd's picking it up.
I'm going to pick Taylor.
Taylor Rawlings?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you find that picture of her?
I did.
Yeah. Hmm. Taylor.
He's a good-looking dude.
I call him Amish.
When he grows his beard out, he does look a tad bit Amish.
Yeah. He also likes University of Michigan, which...
Is that where he's from?
He's from Detroit.
Well, I understand that then.
But I'm from south of Detroit, and I'm a Michigan State fan.
Oh, so you guys are like enemies.
Yeah, we play tomorrow, actually.
For what, basketball?
Yeah, it's a 4-8, a 4-8.
That's a good game. What channel is that on?
ESPN.
I don't have it.
You don't have the ESPN app?
No.
Oh, man.
Did they just play sports on their phone?
Yeah.
Did we just plug an ESPN?
We did. We should probably get paid for that.
I'd like some money.
Like 10 cents, maybe? This is a really depressing song.
What song is it?
It's by Parachute. It's, Forever and Always. Doesn't it just sound depressing?
I can't hear it. Maybe my mic's not, or my...
Oh.
I don't think that's depressing. I had one more thing.
It's about death.
Oh, it is about death.
Yeah. Forever
like
and
happy,
always.
It's like happy death, though. It sounds happy.
I could cry while listening to it.
I had one more thing.
What's up?
That was brought to our attention. Tomorrow, these Crush for Crush things go on sale.
Yeah.
You can buy a bottle of Crush for your crush.
Wow.
I was informed the first one is free. Am I correct in saying that?
That's what I heard. Not too positive, though.
Mm. Well, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But that's what I've been told. But after that, they're like a dollar.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good deal.
And that's just fun.
Yeah.
Pure Valentine's Day fun.
And then also, there's a bake sale I hear tomorrow.
Yep, by the Relay for Life, they're selling singing grams.
That's pretty solid.
You know what a singing gram is?
I think it's where you get this gram, and you get it for the person you actually want a relationship with, maybe. And then you send it to them,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll sing in front of people.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, they'll sing like a song to them.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Sounds like something worth looking into.
And real sweet, I guess. I don't know, I think girls dig sweet these days.
Girls like singing?
Yeah, some of them do.
I've been told that many times.
Let's see. Oh, guess what? We have a... did you watch The Hunger Games?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Well, Concordia is having their own. It's called The Cougar Games. And I am one of the main characters. It's going to be on YouTube. And so that's pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about
that. Is that a YouTube series? Or?
Yeah, 5 episodes. Oh, we got a caller. Last minute. Here we go. Welcome to Jake and Joe Show.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
This is Dan in court.
Hi.
Hi.
What up?
We're calling to improve your show.
Wow. It's that bad, huh?
Yep.
Wow. Man. Haters gonna hate.
Okay. Instead of just saying it's bad, critique us.
Please. Please. Give us some pointers.
Help us help you.
You're too much talking about yoga and depressing songs.
Well, number one, there is no yoga talk. Simply yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
Same thing.
Complete difference.
It's very different. And number two, that song wasn't depressing.
I have to disagree.
I don't know what the song was, but it sounded very happy.
Hmm.
I agree with her, though. It was depressing.
Maybe if I listened to it more, but...
Let me tell you this. I will take it off of the shuffle list for next week, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Yeah,
You got nothing else, do you?
Okay, no, I have one joke for you, okay?
Yes, joke time.
All right.
Okay. What did the fish with no eye say?
I see you.
Nope. He says,
oh, get it?
Oh, my gosh. That was a good one.
Jokes like that would be better for your show.
All right.
You should call in every week and give us a joke of the week.
I've got, like, years worth of jokes for you then.
That awesome. Works.
We're going to be on all year, so.
Sounds good.
Alright, just don't wait until 10:30 to call in, because that's when we're going off the air.
Yeah, wait until like 10:15.
Only 10:29.
What?
Okay.
What?
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
What the heck just happened? Oh, wow, okay. Alright, Joe, I think it's that time.
Oh, it's time
It's been
off.
Great, good like show. Always. This has been a great show. Same time next week, 9:30. Listen in. This is the Jake and Joe Show. We're off.
Have a wonderful week.
Go Cougars.
Your subtleties, they strangle me. I can't explain myself at all. And all that wants, and all that needs, all I don't want to need at all.
fake a smile. All that's between us now is just 3,000 miles. I move closer to you. You cover your face. You tried for months to make me notice that you'd rather stay. So why is it so hard to tell you that I'm not leaving you here? And I want you to know that I'm so sorry I hurt you. You are the best thing in my life. We kiss goodbye. We run out of time. Strangers in line. Walk out the door. Then I run back inside. Your plane is taking off into thin air, but you stayed behind. I pull you in my arms and tell you that I'm not leaving you here. And I want you to know
Chris,
Brian, and Patrick.
We're from Boxhead, and you're listening to Your Underground Music Revolution, WCGR. Sweet!
She was sitting at the table. You could see she was.
so sick of having sleepless nights. I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something, and stuck them on my wall. And now my nights seem quite so lonely. In fact, I don't feel bad at all. Pictures of Lily, Lily, oh Lily.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background. More stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in
get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. My name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is kind of the Midwest. I was born and brought up there on the laws to abide. History books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged and the Indians died. He was young with God on its side. And the Spanish-American war had its day. And the Civil War too was soon laid away. And the names of the I was made to memorize with the guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did yet, but I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. Now you don't count the dead with
God's on your side. But now we got weapons of a chemical dust. If I am weapons, then find them we must. One push of the button and a shot that worldwide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Dark hours, I've been thinking about this. But Jesus Christ was betrayed my King. But I can't think for you. You have to decide whether to lose this carry it high, God on your side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I feel it, and no tongue can tell. The words fill my head. That if God is on our side, he'll stop the next war.
It's 10:52, and our temperature 29.